Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria gaan vandag op na 33, Johannesburg 32, Mpumela op na net 20 grade.
In Kempton Park, 'n ongeluk op die R21 suid by die R25 Bobsfontein afrit.
In your sport, Darcy Graham will miss Scotland's test against the Springboks on Sunday after failing to pass head injury protocols, and Orlando Pirates set a new club record with 7 consecutive wins on the bounce.
Ons begin in Limpopo, waar die Lebombo grenspos met Mosambiek nou tydelik gesluit is.
The Commissioner of the Border Management Authority, Dr. Michael Masiapato, has received reports of vehicles being torched on the Mozambican side of the Lebombo port of entry.
Die betogings het einde van verlede maand uitgebreek na die bekendmaking dat Frelimo die verkiesing in Mosambiek gewen het. Die grensbestuursowerheid, Simeme Mogotse, sê 7 Mosambiekse polisiebeamptes het nou by die Suid-Afrikaanse grenspos gaan skuiling soek. Die Lebombo grens sal tot verdere kennisgewing gesluit wees. In Johannesburg is al 60 Reabaia busse vanoggend terug op hulle roetes. Die busse het almal gister stilgestaan nadat taxi-operateurs betoog het teen die voedingsbusse wat ingebring is. Die stad se lid van die burgemeesterskomitee oor vervoer, Kenny Kuneni, sê hy het gister met taxi-operateurs vergader en die addisionele 45 busse staan nou vir eers stil.
We had a very fruitful meeting with the taxi industry. We have explained what 45 buses are and that is not a new business. It is still part of the fleet of Pyotrans that is just beefing up as many buses have broken down. All other 60 Reavaya buses will continue to operate.
In Tswane het Magalies water die vloei van water na Hammanskraal inwoners begin rantsioneer. Die stad van Tswane sê dit mag daartoe lei dat inwoners met tye baie laat lae waterdruk het of selfs geen water nie. Magalies water beheer die vloei uit die Babalegi op Gaardam. En nou na Amerika, waar dit 'n sinitair getal van stemme is, nadat die wêreld se grootste ekonomie deur die nag gestem het. Stembusse in van die state het nou gesluit. Die kandidaat wat eerste 270 verkiesingsstemme uit die state kan bereik, wen die verkiesing. Voormalige president Donald Trump het nou 201 van die stemme en Kamala Harris het nou 179. Trump het groot state soos Texas en Ohio gewen. Adjunk President Harris het state soos Massachusetts, New York en die Washington staat ingepalm. Intussen het Trump gister gesê hy sal wel aanvaar as hy die verkiesing verloor, maar net as dit 'n regverdige verkiesing was.
If I lose an election, if it's a fair election, I'd be the first one to acknowledge it. So far, I think it's been fair. I think there's been a lot of court cases. Both sides are lawyered up. Thousands of lawyers are involved. You know, thousands, can you imagine?
En terug in Suid-Afrika is daar 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing vir erge donderstorms oor Gauteng, die Mpumalanga se Hoëveld en dele van Limpopo in die Noordwes. Pretoria op na 33, Johannesburg 32, Mpumela 20, Emalahleni 26, Polokwane 24, Rustenburg 23. As jy reis, Kaapstad op na 25, Klibbeg aan Durban 19 en Bloemfontein 27 grade. Ek skade te Sousa, the top story this hour, the Lebombo border post with Mozambique has been closed till further notice.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
It's a sad indictment that you know more about America than about the Gallion. Yes. So, I'm going to challenge you a little more. How hard can it be to know America, but with a mouthpiece of the Mumbo Jumbo game?
No, man.
How hard can it be?
Are you got in?
I got.
That's good. I clearly have a big mouth.
Yours is really large, man.
Okay. Why is it wet?
Name the TV show.
It's an X-Files.
Oh, that's good.
Complete the quote. America.